Hi Bossies, it's Wednesday, which means another episode of the Bossy and Glossy podcast. If you are not subscribed yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button on iTunes or on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from. And enjoy a new episode every week. Also, make sure to follow us on our socials at Bossy Podcast on Instagram and on TikTok. So let's jump right into this week's episode, you guys. I mean, in this life, I know we hear ever so often, you know, just do something. Do something with your life. And I think now, more than ever before, this is a question, especially our listeners, you know, who are primarily young women tuning in each week, I feel like are kind of adjusting to what to really do with their lives. And as we go into adulthood, what we want to do becomes more complex because the professional world, the workspace, is like a supermarket, basically. There is so much to choose from, but what's really the best for you? I know this avocado is expensive, but it's good for my health. And I know this cheap chocolate won't do the trick in my diet, but it's so delicious. Like, you don't have the specific skill set for this specific job, but it pays well. So you apply, or you don't even like this job description and you would hate to work as an account manager, for example, but it will pay an extraordinary amount of money. But is it good for you? Is it great for your health? Is it the best for your overall happiness? No. And long term, this will, in your body, in your spirit, in your mindset, in what kind of life you attract, just like the bad chocolate for too long, it won't result in anything positive. But so let's say you are not born with a special skill set. Newsflash. I mean, 99% of all humans are not born with a special skill set. We are good at some things and bad at other things. That's just normal. There's that 1% of people who are geniuses, extremely athletic above the average, gifted in their voice, or talented in the way they move, you know? But what's for the existing 99%, which makes the majority of people? We have to develop a special skill set and become great at it. You probably know this by now, but they say, you know, that in order to become a pro at anything, it can be singing, it can be working as a CEO, or it can be a podcaster like myself. In order for you to become the best at what you're doing, it takes around 10,000 hours. But what if, like many of us, we focus on so many things at the same time? I mean, we all know the scenario, you know, I like dancing, I do a little dancing here and there. I'm great at writing, so what? I'm gonna write on the weekends. I do 20 hours of this and 10 hours of that, and then it won't even compile to anything really, because you don't put your focus and energy into one place. As I say, and I have this quote from Tony Robbins, and I think it really pinpoints what it means to put your energy into one place. He always says, where focus goes, energy flows. So what can you do? First, let's start with something that we will develop here called red flags for business. I realized, you know, we always talk about red flags in relationships or when looking for partner or business partner, but we never talk about how there are red flags when it comes to choosing the right profession for you and deciding where to apply for a job and what to do with your life even. I mean, it's so crazy how really you go to school, you don't know what to do with your life. Like most people, they just do something that seems good to them. You know, it's a little interesting to them. And they're like, okay, I'm going to study law, for example. I did that. And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. You know, becoming a lawyer. I feel like going back to the chocolate scenario. Obviously, in the real world, 99% of the time, you are in it to win it. Meaning securing that back. Getting that money. It's totally normal and human to apply to a well-paid job as well as you should, right? We all got bills to pay and we all got issues to solve. You know, I really like that saying when no matter where you are in life and no matter how wealthy or not wealthy you are, we all wake up in the morning and we put our pants on the same way. You know, everyone has kind of like the same underlying issues. So what do we do when we apply? What's a golden rule we should always remember? Here we go. If you apply, then make sure at least, and I can't stress this enough, bossies, because life is really too short and beautiful to be miserable, make sure to apply to a job that you have a degree for, okay, but more than that, maybe a job not meant for your degree, but that actually interests you. Because except for becoming a lawyer or doctor, it truly doesn't matter where you apply to. If you have a university diploma, you can start working as an assistant or whatever from the very get-go. You know, that notion that we have in our minds, you know, you study law and economy, I don't know. You don't have to go into law and economy later and read statistics or become a lawyer. You know, I think we are so inside the box in our way of thinking. You don't have to do what you studied for. You know, I applied after university before I started creating content and going into podcasting. I applied to so many jobs. And, you know, I had the possibility to choose from 3 jobs at the end. And none of them were anything I studied for at university, just so you know, right? None of them had to do with law. None of them had to do with journalism. But they were completely different jobs. And the positions were so much more advanced and higher than you would think a university grad who just received her diploma would receive. So also, when you apply, just go for it. Everyone else is telling you always to limit yourself, and it's just the wrong approach, honestly. Like, I didn't limit myself. I can't speak from experience, while most people who tell you this are not speaking from experience. They work themselves up, you know, to get the position they are in. And at the end of the day, you can make it happen for yourself through not limiting yourself. Anyway, I assure you there are plenty of opportunities for places to apply to that interests you. That's the most important part of this episode today. Usually when you apply and hopefully get accepted, you jump into a role, right? Let's say you become a sales manager because that's the position you were interested in. And after a year, you become really great at it. If you put 100% into it, your heart, your soul, and you strive to become the best. 10,000 hours are more than a year, equals to 470 days. But you maybe already have the thought that I'm having. Who puts their hearts, souls, and everything into a regular job? Where does that take me in life? Well, think of it as this. You developed a skill set in this scenario in which you are better than 90% of all sales managers. You can rise above and apply to a better position with this skill set, or even take everything you've learned and use it for your own business venture. I don't know what your goal is in life. And now there are many other scenarios you could be at in your life. Let's say you didn't take this route and you currently work a corporate job at some random company. You don't really like what you're doing, so neither will developing what you're currently doing help you in any way, since you dislike it. And that's so many people, right? The majority of people, they have applied to a job because, you know, it pays the bill. They don't really like their job. And they also don't want to develop, you know, becoming the best at their job because they really don't like it that much. It's really not that interesting to you. And also, maybe you really dislike it even, but, you know, it pays the bill. It's great. You know, you go there, you know, greet your colleagues, maybe even don't like them, and you're happy every day to just go home. And I can't stress this enough. I've met so many people who are like this. And I was one of them. And I hated like my last job. And I was just like, yeah, yeah, whatever. And whenever they were like, hey, can you do this? I would do the minimum that was required for me because I had other goals anyways. And I did not want to do that. But you know, we've already touched upon this topic very early on this show. It's pretty simple. In this case, develop a new skill set over the next 2 years. It sounds like a lot of time, 2 years, but I guarantee you it's not. 2 years will go by so fast. I mean, when did this pandemic start? Everything went over so fast. 2 years are nothing. Ideally, in the scenario where you pick up on something new and develop a new skill set, you do something that you're really great at. We automatically enjoy things as humans more when we are good at them and they come to us more naturally. So ideally, you pick up something new, something that excites you and you actually enjoy and that you're good at, and every free minute you have, spend it on this new skill set. Ask yourself, what are you excellent at? Maybe drawing images, and drawing 3D would be a new skill set, right? Develop it, become the best, and later submit this work to, I don't know, Disney's. This girl, you guys, this is such an amazing, inspiring story, actually. Let me get into this real quick. There is this girl. I saw this video online, super motivational. She worked at a McDonald's. I don't know if you even saw this video. It was curating on the internet, everywhere, actually. And she got herself a great deal at Disney's animation studios for movies, literal movies, you guys, that we see, like Marvel movies, you know, where she has to draw and do these movement 3D things. And she got that to draw for them because she's developed that skill set to the utmost perfection while working a day job at McDonald's. Later, she was talking about it, how she would just take her free time to do only that and focus on only that. And now she's doing something that she actually really, really loves and enjoys, and she's great at. And so she enjoys it even more because she's the best at it. So, you know, I know we always hear so many people, we see nowadays people who somehow all started a business, somehow all seem to be super successful with it. And that's just so not the truth. It's what we see, but it's just like 2% of people. Seriously, the majority of people work day jobs, and that's perfectly fine. It's honorable. It's not something bad. I hate that notion that nowadays we think that's just something that's not cool. You know, it's whatever. It's a waste of time. Because if you really do something and you choose something that you truly enjoy, you know, or you pick up a new skill set and you apply to another job that actually interests you and you would love to work for them, you know, in that position for the rest of your life because you love what you are doing, I think that's the exact same as starting a business that you're passionate about. Because you're passionate about your job at the end of the day. And we all have to work. Except you're like, I don't know, a Saudi prince who doesn't have to work. But the reality is you have to work. So why not do something that you truly love and enjoy and you're passionate about while we are at it? I really wanted to challenge that perspective of, you know, becoming your own boss nowadays and seeing having a job as something negative, because I truly, truly believe if you apply or do something or develop a new skill set that you're passionate about and later work in that field, you will be so much more satisfied. And that's cool. That's amazing. You know, it's honorable that you do something that you like in life. The older you get, you realize how you become more and more strict or less fun or more serious in life because, you know, you deal with everyday real serious issues. And I think trying to fight that a little more and find that inner child and that joy in life is so important for us. And that's a big part of finding something you're truly passionate about. Bossies, I'm really, really happy that I got to talk to you again today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I can't wait for next week's episode as well. And until next week, bossies, bye!